The eagerly awaited grand départ of the Tour de France has been taking place in Yorkshire. So to mark that, Chris has left the studio to put a fellow naked scientist and another volunteer through their paces at a university laboratory where they study the science of cycling.
You're listening to The Naked Scientists with me, Chris Smith, and also for this part of the programme, I'm joined by Kate Lamble. On to our main topic for this week now, and tomorrow the world's biggest cycling event, or as the Trumpington branch of Waitrose have it, local sporting event, is coming to Cambridge.
To celebrate, we thought we'd take a peep behind the yellow jersey to find out the science behind the Tour de France. So we've come down to Anglia-Ruskin University to the lab of sports scientist and former Paralympic cyclist Dan Gordon, so he can push us to our limits.
Hello, Dan.
I was a track cyclist, so I used to do kilometre time trials and sprint cycling on the velodrome.
Any medals?
I got a few, yeah. I was European champion, I was a world champion, and I still hold a world record.
So tell us about the laboratory we're in and the work you do here at Anglia.
Yeah, this is one of our exercise physiology laboratories, and we're equipped here for assessing everything from cardiovascular, cardiorespiratory function through to what's happening in the blood and what's happening in the muscles.
You've agreed to do some experiments for us today. You're not going to do the cycling, but we're going to make Kate do some of the cycling. And you've also brought along a volunteer. Who are you?
I'm Karen, and I'm a sports scientist student here at Anglia.
And also a keen cyclist.
A keen cyclist, a keen runner, and a keen spinner.
So, Dan, what are you going to do with our two victims?
Okay, well, what we thought we'd do is we would get these guys to experience what it's like to cycle in the Tour de France. And there's a lot of data now that's been collected over tours in terms of what the amount of work that these cyclists are doing. And we measure the work on the bike through the crank. That is the bit where the pedal is connected. We know that in the males who are competing in the Tour de France, they work at about 7 watts per kilogram. So it'd be a bit unfair to make both Kate and Karen work at the same workload as somebody like Bradley Wiggins. So we've looked at what's called the Tour Féminine. So this is the female version of the Tour de France. And in the female version, they're averaging about 3.3 watts per kilogram. So this means that in this demonstration, Kate's going to cycle at 135 watts and Karen's going to cycle at about 175 watts.
So this is based on their body weight?
It's based on their body weight. And they're going to maintain the cadence, that is the rate at which the pedals go round. And so we know that the average cadence across the 21 days is 70 revs per minute. So we're going to get them to try and maintain that. And then we're going to look at partly how long they can go for. And also we're going to try and record some heart rate to get a picture of what the cardiovascular response is.
And just to be clear, when you say 70 revs a minute, what does that translate into in terms of speed over the ground for the cyclist?
If we take the 21 days as a whole, it does depend upon the year of the tour. It does depend upon how many mountain climbs they've got. But it ranges anywhere between 42 to 44 kilometres an hour.
You up to it, Kate?
I'm beginning to regret this entire endeavour, if I'm perfectly honest.
Do you want to come and set them up, Dan, and talk us through how we're going to do this?
Karen's already on her cycle ergometer, so she's adjusted it to her body position, and Kate's going to now jump on. And what we're going to ask them to do, if you guys just want to gently start turning the pedals, this is Kate's wattage about to go on. So we're going up from 50.
See, this is 90. An electronic selector. We can see the scale going up. So 120. Well, that's quite 128. 30.
So we're at 135.
That's quite a heavy load you got on there.
Yes, I don't know why Dan decided to make it so hard for me, but I'm currently managing it. I'm on about 80 revs a minute. How fast is that compared to the Tour Féminine, Dan?
So you're averaging a little bit faster. So they're averaging about 70 revs per minute. So, but if you're comfortable at 80, I would say stick at 80. So what we'll do is we're going to measure Kate's heart rate while she's doing this. Okay, so if you want to give me a finger, I'm just going to put this little Doppler on the finger. So Kate is currently working at a heart rate of about 150 beats per minute.
That's really unfit.
That's quite high, isn't it?
That's relatively high, but bear in mind that Kate's only just started, so the heart rate will accelerate quite quickly initially. We would expect, riding on a flat stage, the heart rate can be anywhere between 119 and about 130 beats per minute for about 6 to 7 hours.
So I see how Karen's getting on. You feeling all right?
Yeah, it's a little bit tough, but I'm still alive.
Let's have a look at Karen's heart rate. Ooh, a much fitter, 132.
So there you go. So you've got this comparison. So Karen, who does a lot of aerobic exercise, cardiovascularly she'll be stronger, she'll have a slightly bigger heart. She'll be able to use the blood and the oxygen that's in that blood more efficiently at the muscle. As a result, she's using less energy for every time she pushes down on the pedal.
Right, how long are we going to subject them to this?
As long as they can go for, I think.
I'm beginning to feel like this is just an exercise in embarrassing me, like this entire show. Okay,